ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసాం తతో జాయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమా శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నాస్తికి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 టెక్స్ట్ చాప్టర్ 83 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 9. శ్రీ సత్యభామోవాచ యో మే సనాభివద తత్తహృదాతతేన లిప్తాభిశాపమాష్టుమ ఉపాజహార. జీత్వా రిక్షరాజమథ రత్నం దాత్సతేన భీత పితా దిశత మాం ప్రభవేపి దత్తా. శ్రీ సత్యభామో వాచ యో మే సనాభివద తత్ హృదాతతేన లిప్తాభిశాపమార్జుస్ అపార్ముష్టుపాజహార. జీత్వా రిక్షరాజమథ రత్నం దాత్సతేన భీత పితా దిశత మాం ప్రభవేపి దత్తా. శ్రీ సత్యభామో వాచ యో మే సనాభివద తప్త హృదాతతేన లిప్తాభిశాపమపార్మజుష్ట ఉపాజహార. జీత్వా రిక్షరాజమథ రత్నం దాత్సతేన భీత పితా దిశత మాం ప్రభవేపి దత్తా. దీత్వా చరాజమతరాత్నదాసతేన భీత పితా దిశత మాం ప్రభవేపి దత్తా. శ్రీ సత్యభామ వాచ यो मे सनाभिबद तत्त हृदा ततेन लिप्ताभिशापममाष्टुम् उपाजहार जीत्वा ऋक्षराजमथ रत्नम् दात्सतेन पीतभिता विदसत् माम् प्रभवेऽपि दत्ता श्री सत्यभामो वाच यो मे सनाबिबद तत्त हृदा ततेन लिप्ताभिशापममाष्टुम् उपाजहार जित्वा रक्षराजमथ रत्नम् दात्सतेन भीत पिता दिशत माम प्रभवे पिदत्ता मातजी श्री सत्यभामो वाच यो मे सनाभिबद तत्त हृदा ततेन लिप्ताभिशापमपाष्टुमुपाजहार जित्वा ऋक्षराजमत्नरत्नदात्सतेन भीतपिता दिशत माम प्रभवे पिदत्ता What word meaning, translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki chaya. Sri Satyabhama vacha. Sri Satyabhama said, Yeah, who, me, my, sanabhi, of my brother, vadha, by the killing, tatta, distressed, hrida, whose heart, tatena, by my father, lipta, tainted, abhishapam, with condemnation, apamarashtam, to cleanse away, upajahara, He removed, Jitva, after defeating, Rikshrajam, the king of the bears, Jambavan, Atha, then, Ratnam, the jewel, Syamantaka, Adat, gave, Saha, he, Tena, because of this, Bhita, afraid, Pita, my father, Adisat, offered, Mom, me, Prabhave, to the Lord, Api, although, Dattam, already given. Translation. Sri Satyabhama said, My father, his heart tormented by his brother's death, accused Krishna of killing him. To remove the stain of his reputation, the Lord defeated the king of the bears and took back the Syamantaka jewel, which he then returned to my father. Fearing the consequences of his offense, my father offered me to the Lord, even though I had already been promised to others. Purport. As described in chapter 56 of this canto, King Satrajit had already compromised himself by promising his daughter's hand first to Akrura and then again to a number of other suitors. But after the return of the Syamantaka jewel, he felt impelled by his shame to offer her to Lord Krishna instead. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the word Prabhave unto the Lord answers any doubt as to the propriety of offering Krishna a bride who had already been promised to others. It is perfectly proper to offer him everything one owns and improper to withhold anything from him. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Unmilitam Jena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamuhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I seek blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially the senior devotees, so that I can perform this service. This chapter 83 is a confirmation of the fact that Lord is always thinking about the welfare of his devotees, and devotees are always, since they are carrying the Lord in their hearts, so whoever they meet, they always speak about him, and since the Lord is always dwelling in their heart. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomara Hridaya Sada Govinda Vistrama, Govinda Kahena Mora Vaishnava Parana. And also this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna personally says that, Machita Madgata Prana Bodhyantasya Parasparam, Kathyantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. He says, the activity of my devotees are that they always think about me, they always talk about me whomever they meet. And this is the only fact for their enjoyment and all those things. So this chapter indicates that when Lord Krishna met Yudhishthira Maharaj at Kurukshetra, during the occasion of the solar eclipse, he inquired about the welfare of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And that is because he is always thinking about the welfare of the devotees. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he had darshan of the Lord, he started glorifying the Lord. That we have already gone through. And then this episode starts when the devotees, they meet each other, they also started speaking about Lord Krishna. And especially they started speaking about their personal experience with Lord Krishna. everyone in the life had some personal experience with the Lord. If you remember, you may vouch that you may have some personal experience with the deity standing here. And he is not different from the Lord, he is the Lord himself. So everybody has some personal experience. Or even if it is not personal, it is ascribed experience learned through some scriptures or heard from somebody, then also you want to share it. That is the character of a devotee. And that's what Krishna is actually mentioning in this sloka mat chitta mat gata prana. So they started specially, and in this session, these devotees, they had started expressing their experience with the Lord. Actually, it is not that they are not aware of the pastimes of the Lord which they are hearing from each other. It is also not that they are hearing these pastimes first times. They knew these pastimes of the Lord even before also, by hearing from somebody else or by personally encountering those pastimes. They knew all these pastimes of the Lord in detail. But when they got a chance, they started conversing about him as it was a pleasure remembering those pastimes again and again. And that's what Lord is also saying, that tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The devotees find pleasure in speaking about the Lord. Parikshit Maharaj was also delighted to hear these pastimes again. This pastime he has already heard in the previous chapters, like it is mentioned in the purport, that this pastime, the Samantaka jewel pastime or marriage of Satyabhama and Jamvanti, was already described in chapter 56. So, although he had heard this pastime before, he did not tell to Sukadeva Goswami that don't tell me this again. I have already known that and I have very less time. Tell me something different. Rather, he started relishing it. Why? Because hearing these pastimes of the Lord and again, heart is always filled with newer and newer ecstasies. And these pastimes also give us multitudes of learnings, lessons to be learnt. So that is why one should hear these pastimes again and again from anywhere and everywhere, wherever he gets the chance to hear that. So these lessons can be depicted or deciphered from the commentaries of our learned acharyas like Sridhar Goswami, Jiv Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, and many others are there. Actually, I had gone through some commentaries, and there are so many commentaries, and most of the devotees are speaking different pastimes, different aspect of this pastime. So we are not going to dwell so much into that because it's a long, exhausting list. Actually, in text 8, we saw that although Mother Rukmini was personally the goddess of fortune herself, but when she got a chance, she expressed how she got married with Krishna, the pastime she expressed. And also she expressed her desire of continuous service of the lotus feet of the Lord. And thus teaching all of us that what should be our attitude in the service of the Lord. Our attitude also should be that we should be selfish in serving the Lord. Not selfish, but selfless service. And in this text 9, Mother Satyabhama, remembering and describing how she was wedded to Lord Krishna, This was asked by Draupadi to tell that how they got married to Lord Krishna. So she also started describing how she was married. She said that her father's heart was destroyed, Tapta Hrida, by the killing of his brother Prasena, Sanabhi Vadha. So his brother was killed and he was not knowing how his brother was killed. So he was thinking that because Krishna wanted this Samantaka jewel to be given to the king, so might be Krishna must have plotted the killing of my brother. And that is why he was so much distressed. So he was falsely accusing Krishna of killing his brother for the Swamantaka jewel. And Lord Krishna, Satyabhama said, Lord Krishna to cleanse this dent on his character or on his glories, he went in search for Prasena and brought back the jewel after conquering Rikshara Jamwan, and thus cleared off the fuss and returned the jewel to my father, he said. My father, being afraid of the offense to Lord Krishna and to atone his misdeed, offered my hand to Lord Krishna in marriage, although along with the Samantaka jewel, although I was promised to somebody else. So from this pastime, of Samantaka jewel and marriage of mother Satyabhama is already described in the previous chapter. But in this verse, the statement of mother Satyabhama brings out many points to consider and correct ourselves if somehow or other we are falling on a wrong track or gone on a wrong track. So what are the lessons that we can learn, and what are the things that we should try to consider? There are 4 points I have just thought of, and that I would like to share with you if time permits. The first point is that Satrajit blamed Lord Krishna, but Satrajit did not know that Lord Krishna is a person or the personality who can never be blamed. Blaming Lord Krishna is a wrongdoing. Satrajit accused Krishna of murdering his brother Prasena for a jewel. Of course, that was a very valuable jewel given by Suryadev to him, and that was producing lot of wealth also. So that was not an ordinary jewel, but still it was ordinary for Krishna. Because what was the value for Krishna for that jewel when he is the proprietor of the so many planetary systems? Not so many, but all the planetary systems. So definitely he would not like to go into such a heinous act for such a petty thing. But still, Satrajit, he blamed Krishna for this. And we also accuse Krishna for many difficulties in our life. Most of us, whenever some difficulties come in our life, we very easily blame to God. A person in, actually I had read this somewhere, that a person in some country, in some African country, has filed a case against Lord in the court, that because of him all the difficulty comes into my life. So he has pleaded the judge that please see that Krishna is punished for this offense for me. And we also have heard that even in India, Bihar, someone has filed a case against Lord Ramchandra for banishing Mother Sita into the forest. So he was thinking that Lord Ramchandra has committed a grave mistake and he should be punished for that. He himself was thinking that he was a Nari Mukti person and he wanted to give justice to the ladies, and whatever Lord did, that was wrong. Even at the time of Lord Ramchandra, the washerman, he himself, he also thought that Lord Ramchandra has did something wrong by bringing Sita back from Ravana. So there are many people who actually blame Krishna or blame God for his certain doings. So why they do that? Because they are not aware of the reality. Like Ishopanishad Mantra 8 describes, Sa Prayagak Shukram Akayam Avranam Asnaviram Suddham Apapa Vidham Kavir Manishi Paribhu Swayambhu Yatha Tatyato Arthan Vedadakcha Shashwati Bhya Samabhya. Here in this it is said that Krishna is Suddham Apapa Vidham. Suddham means he is completely uncontaminated, pure. And Apapa Vidham means beyond reproach or beyond any blame. Krishna cannot be criticized because of his position. Why he cannot be criticized? Krishna cannot be criticized because Krishna is the propounder of the real religion. And what is the religion? Bhagavatam says that dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Nave vidu rishayo napi deva nasidhya mukha asura manushya kutun vidya dharacharanadaya. So Krishna's words are the religion. Whatever Krishna does is religion. That is the perfect dharma. And if somebody doesn't know this reality, then he will consider Krishna to be ordinary. We don't know Krishna's position. We don't know Krishna's position. So, although Krishna is beyond criticism, perfectly pure and propounder of real dharma, then why Satrajit blamed him? Murdering of his brother for a jewel? Or, for that matter, any of us can accuse Krishna for difficulties in our life. Why we do that? Because of our forgetfulness of the real position of Krishna, envy towards Krishna, and lack of knowledge about the position of Krishna. The jiva can fall into such trap. Jiva start thinking Krishna to be ordinary. One time one rishi, it is mentioned in Mahabharata, one time one rishi tried to give some curse to Krishna. Then Krishna told to him that your curse cannot affect me. Because you do not know my position, what I am, and you are trying to curse me. Even Gandhari cursed to Krishna. And then Krishna told to Gandhari also that your curse cannot affect me. But because you are giving me this curse, and I was looking for some clue so that I can end my dynasty, because they have become so invincible and powerful, they cannot be eradicated by anyone else other than me. So I may utilize your curse for eradicating my family members, but your curse cannot affect me. So why people do that? Because they do not know the actual position of Krishna. And then they fall into such trap. So, what is the remedy then for such problems? How to come out of this problem, and then we should not fall prey in criticizing God or criticizing Krishna, Ram for anything they do. Rather than understanding whatever they do is the perfect path of religion, and that one should actually try to follow. So, to relieve the jiva from such ignorance, Chaitanya Charitamrit says that Maya Mugdha Jivera Nahi Swataha Krishna Gyan Jivera Kripaya Krishna Kaila Veda Puran. So Krishna taking mercy, taking pity upon the fallen conditioned soul, he actually has given some guidelines through the scriptures that how to understand Krishna and how to come out of the trap of the mic world. So, to come out of such ignorance, Lord Krishna suggests to cultivate knowledge about Him. This is mentioned in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. Sreyohi jnanam abhyasat. Krishna tells to the jiva or the living entity that you have to completely surrender unto me. If you can't do that, then this option, then this option, then this option. And finally, if you can't understand anything, then at least cultivate knowledge about me. Sreyohi jnana abhyasat, jnanad adhyam visheshyate, jnanad jnana visheshyate, jnanad dhyana visheshyate, jnanad karma phalat tyagat, tyagat shanti ranandaram. So, if anyone want real peace in their life, real happiness in their life, then they should understand about Krishna. They should have knowledge about Krishna. And that knowledge, how that will come, that knowledge will not automatically come. For knowledge, one should have patrata. And the patrata is also suggested by Krishna that if you will fulfill this patrata, then you will get this kind of knowledge. So what is the patrata? Krishna tells that if you want that patrata, then to have that patrata, what one should do? Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave. The knowledge can be given to only a person who is free from suya. That is envy. So, when Krishna says, obtain knowledge, such knowledge become free from, to obtain knowledge, and that knowledge which will make you free from the entanglement of the mire of material existence, the prerequisite is that that one should have pratyaksha pravakshyami anasuyave. One should become anasuya. So, how to become anasuya? The knowledge of Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will always serve Him in all circumstances. So, one should gain that knowledge. And how to gain that knowledge? Tad vijnanartham saguru meva abhigacchete. One should approach a bona fide spiritual master. Saguru means the guru should also have some qualification. And what is that qualification? Bhagavatam says that Saguru or that guru must have the qualification Shrotriyam Brahmanishtham. If a person himself doesn't have faith on Krishna, he doesn't know the position of Krishna, what he will tell about Krishna? Whatever he knows about Krishna, that only he will tell. If he thinks that Krishna is an envious person, if he thinks that person could be anybody, his position, material position may be anybody. But he may think otherwise of Krishna. And whatever he will think about Krishna, like Gandhiji has told about Lord Krishna, that Krishna cannot be considered God because he is a person who have affairs with many girls. So he thought that this is material, this thing. That if Krishna has affairs with many girls, he doesn't know the reality why he can have affairs with many girls. But he thought from his point of view, that from material point of view, that's what Satrajit also made certain mistakes. That Krishna is a greedy person. He wants this Samantaka jewel. This jewel is facilitating me something. Krishna doesn't want that to be with me. Rather, he wanted to be with him, and that is why he has killed my brother. So, Krishna says that yo mam eva asammudho janati purushottama sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarvabhavena bharata. So, to understand Krishna, one should approach a bona fide spiritual master. Upadeshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshana. And those who have actually realized Krishna, they only can tell about Krishna. So once a person understands about Krishna, then he will not commit such kind of mistake. So one must try to understand Krishna through knowledge. Second point is one should be willing to rectify his mistakes. And that's what actually Satrajit did. Finally, when he realized his mistake, then he did. So it is mentioned, to err is human. Galati karna manushya ka swabhav hai. So to err is human. So one may, because of some ignorance, may do some wrong. But once one understands the reality, then he should rectify the mistake. But there are four defects that human being is governed by. And this fourth mistake is that Brahma Pramada Vipralipsa Karana Patava. The senses are imperfect, and because of the senses are imperfect, one can commit mistake. And if one has committed mistake, then to hide that mistake, he resorts to the cheating tendency. And that is found so much in this Kali Yuga also. This is so much in people in Kali Yuga. Of course, I am also full of that. So just to remind me that I should be clear of all that. So one should, whenever one commits mistake, like Satrajit committed mistake. When he committed mistake, he understood his mistake and rectified by giving his daughter in marriage to Lord Krishna and also the Samantaka jewel. So, actually, he offered Satyabhama and that Samantaka jewel to Lord Krishna because of two reasons. One, he understood his mistake and then to rectify that. And second, he became fearful of Krishna that he has committed an offense on Krishna's lotus feet. So Krishna may punish me for that. And to avoid that punishment, he became fearful, and to avoid that punishment he offered. So for our own happiness and selfish motives and lack of proper understanding of the reality, we also commit mistakes. And unto the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees, the Vaishnavas. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur also writes in the Saranagati Bhajans, Amara Jivan. He says that, Amara Jivan Sada Pape Rata, Nahi Ka Punya Ralesa. In that he says that, Nija Sukha Lagi Pape Nahi Dari, Daya Hina Swartha Paro. Para Sukha Dukhi Sada Mithya Bhasi, Para Dukha Sukha Karo. Most of our characters he is actually listing into this. So, nija sukha lagi, pape nahi dari. Sometimes people also understand that going against the scripture or going against the will of Krishna is sinful. And Krishna wanted that Satrajit should hand over the Samantaka jewel to the king, because the property, any valuable property of the country belongs to the king. So he should give that, but because Satrajit was very selfish, nija sukha lagi, he did not fear that. And on the contrary, when he lost his brother, he thought that it was Krishna, because Krishna advised him. Krishna advised him to give that Samantaka jewel. So he blamed Krishna. So nija sukha lagi, pape nahi dari. So we also fall into this kind of trap. And what is the remedy for that? So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, finally he says in this same bhajan only, Bardhakya khano upaya vihina tate dina akinchana, Bhakti Vinod prabhura charane kara dukha nivedana. That one should at last, like Satrajit realized his folly and surrendered everything to Lord, similarly we should also karo dukha nivedan at the lotus feet of the Lord. We should offer everything, like Raghunath Das Goswami says, mana sadeha geha je kichu mora arpilu tua pade nanda kisor. Therefore, when one blasphemes Lord or Vaishnava, in order to atone for that, one should glorify the Lord or the Vaishnavas with the same enthusiasm and not just simply beg forgiveness. So service is the attitude. And by doing, how we can do the service? By offering everything to the Lord and to the devotee's lotus feet. Third point we can see in this is that material world is a place of misunderstanding. And so much so, this place is a place of misunderstanding that even Lord Krishna is misunderstood. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is misunderstood. Nityananda Prabhu is misunderstood. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is misunderstood. Although the Lord is called Vivikta Adhyatma Darshana. The Lord knows everything. The Lord knows everything, and a person who knows everything can never make mistake. And whatever that person says, the person who knows everything, whatever he says, that will be perfectly alright. So Lord is characterized, Lord is said that Vivikta Adhyatma Darshana. He knows everything. Therefore there cannot be any wrong perception on his part. But still, he also is misunderstood by people like Satrajit, who are entangled too much into the worldly affairs. So Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, how he knows everything. It is not that the scripture says, Maitremuni says, Vidura says, but Lord himself says that sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah jnanam smritir apohanam cha vedescha sarve raham eva vedo vedant krit vedavid eva chaham. So Krishna says that I am the creator of knowledge, I created everything, and I know everything in and out of everything. 10th chapter he says, name vidu swagana prabhavam nama harshaya aham adirhi devana maharshi nam cha sarvasa. Even the demigods, the great rishis and maharshis, they cannot understand me. Because Krishna knows everything. Krishna can understand everything, but these big people, they cannot understand. So if Krishna can know everything, how can he make mistake? And if he cannot make mistake, that if he understand, then how can we blame to Krishna about all these things? So therefore, there cannot be any situation that he doesn't know and make mistakes. Still, out of our own ignorance, Jivatma understand even him to be making mistakes. So the remedy of this is that Rupa Goswami is mentioning in NOI, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adisita Pya Vidya Pitto Pataptara Sanasya Narochikano Kintu Adarata Anudinam Khalu Seva Justa Swadikramada Bhavati Tadgada Moolahantri. He is comparing Krishna to be like a sugar candy. And sugar candy is sweet from all the side. But because our tongue is at fault, because our tongue is diseased, the sweetness of... So we have lack of ignorance, we have lack of knowledge. We are full of ignorance about Krishna. We do not know the position of Krishna. And that is why we can blame Krishna for having done some mistakes. Actually, Krishna doesn't do anything wrong. That we must understand. But how to rectify this situation? To rectify this situation, again, knowledge has to be there. Knowledge has to be there. Then one can rectify the situation. And the fourth point, to offer everything to Lord, even if it is promised to somebody else also. So whatever we possess in our life, everything should be considered as the property of the Lord. In fact, everything is property of the Lord. We take everything from the Lord's mercy, by the Lord's mercy, and then we consider that to be ours. That is our misunderstanding. That is our wrong thing. So, we must know that. Here also by the word, Pita Adishatamam Prabhave Apidattam. Mother Satyabhama is saying, my father offered me to Lord Krishna along with the jewel, although already given words to, already given words for me, that is Vagadan, to somebody else, like Akrura and others. So, Srila Sridhar Goswami says that the word Prabhave indicates that unto Lord answers all doubts as to the property of priority of offering Krishna a bride who had already been promised to others. It is perfectly proper for offering him everything one owns and improper to withhold anything from him. Actually, there are two types of consideration in this regard. There is a materialistic consideration and there is a adhyatmic consideration, spiritual consideration. So, the materialistic consideration is that if some bride is offered to some groom, even the vagdan has been done, then nobody else will accept that lady again. Or it should not be given to somebody else, it is sinful. And we can remember the story of Salva. Salva actually was in love with Amba, the daughter of Kasiraj. And they have promised to each other that they will be throughout the life with each other. But somehow or other, in their life came Bhishma. And Bhishma actually abducted all the three girls from his father for his brother, younger brother, to get them married. But when they come to understand that Amba has already given her words to Salva, and when she was sent back with all due respects to Salva, but Salva refused to accept her. Why Salva refused to accept her? He said that because you have been given to somebody else now. You have been taken for somebody else, so I will not accept you. That is the materialistic consideration. It is considered uchist. But for Krishna, nothing is like that. So Krishna, for Krishna, there applies the higher principle. Many people say that, Krishna, I am with so much dirt in my heart. My mind is contaminated, my consciousness is contaminated. I cannot come unto you unless I become cleansed from all the sins. But it is said that whatever you have, whether it is sin or contamination, whatever, you just reach to your destination, Krishna. And the comparison can be given, if a small child, a baby, is filled with all dirt, the parents will never refuse that. Because you are filled with all dirt, don't come to me again, go away from here. You are rejected. Krishna is like that mother. Even if we are contaminated from so many angles, but Krishna will accept us. Only thing is that there should be our willingness to surrender to Krishna. So actually when we surrender to Guru, Guru offers us to Krishna. So similarly when we are under the shelter of the parents, like Satrajit understood the reality. And then even though he has already given Vagdan to somebody else for giving his daughter to them, but when he understood the reality that everything belongs to Krishna, he offered his daughter also to Krishna. That, Krishna, you please take this, my daughter, for your service. And she also went in service of the Lord. Similarly, then another that pastime you can remember is that the Bhaumasura, he has abducted so many queens, so many princes from the kings. 16,100. And since they were touched by him, they were abducted by him, the princes themselves were telling to Krishna that although you have released us from the clutches of or bondage of this Bhaumasura, but in this material world nobody is going to accept us because of the materialistic consideration. So you only accept us. And Krishna did not thought that people will just criticize him. Some people might have also criticized him that Krishna is like this. But Krishna, just to give them shelter, he accepted all of them. So whatever may be our position, we should always take shelter of the Lord. And then we can gradually become cleansed off by taking shelter of the Lord. So these are some few points I just wanted to share with you. I'm little over time, so I'm sorry for that. Thank you so much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.